Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
And Dayton Kane is gone. I'm Libby Callison for Dayton today, along with Rose Gray. And Rose, it's so great to see you.
Oh, thanks. Actually, what a fun, warm stretch we've had here in Wisconsin.
Can you believe this? This is Florida weather.
It is, but it's not going to last, folks.
No,
so.
No. And it was raining on your way in.
Yes.
We sort of have that drizzle throughout the area. And if it's not raining where you are, it probably is someplace else right now.
Exactly.
All right. But we've got a lot of places to go to get away. And by the way, if you have questions for Rose, we have complete open lines here right now. So you can get through on the WTMJ talk and text line at 855-616-1620. And let's talk about a couple of places that you have still just a few openings. And one is Scandinavia.
Yeah. So we're really excited about Stunning Scandinavia and the Fjords, July 9th to the 23rd. And if you go to our website, foxworldtravel.com, and you go under the travel section, vacation section, and then Fox Group Vacations, you'll see lots and lots of 23 groups are sold out. And that's just indicative of what it's like out there in the world of vacations. The pent-up demand after the pandemic is real, and people are very, very much looking forward to travel, and many people enjoy traveling with groups. Now, that's not all Fox does, and we can talk about independent travel and how we can help you with those things as well. But this is a really great opportunity for you to participate in a group trip that maybe would not be on your independent type travel list. Maybe you'd be saying, I'd rather do that with a group. I want all of this taken care of. So very limited space left July 9th to the 23rd if you're looking to do that. Then to be a little self-serving, we have a few seats left on Explore Tuscany with Rose Gray. And it's not that it's a competition, but Steve Scafidi's trip sold out so fast for September 8th that we went ahead and put a second one on for September 27th, and mine is not sold out. So what does that tell you? Is it me? Is it the trip? What's the problem here?
Maybe it's a date.
Could be. But so we want to let everybody know that there's a couple seats left for that as well. Also, stay tuned because our 2024 group trips are going to be announced very soon. And we've got something fun for Steve Scafidi to announce. And so you want to definitely be listening to not only the Fox World Travel Show every Saturday morning from 9 to 10, but Steve Scafidi every day from 9 to noon, because soon he will be announcing a new trip.
Well, and if it's any indication of travel, that's going to sell quickly because, like you said, there's this huge pent-up demand.
Right, and people are realizing that group travel often is a good value.
Why is that?
Sometimes when you put things all together on your own and you put it together pieces and parts, by the time you add it all up and then factor in the time you spent on doing it, you probably would have been better off with a group. And sometimes you don't know what you don't know. And so you don't know what you're missing. You don't know what that itinerary should look like. You don't know about inclusions. And when we work with partners like Globus Family of Brands or Insight Vacations, two of our preferred partners, we have some insights and some things and some benefits and some perks that you wouldn't get if you were booking on your own.
And so in the long run, it's more cost effective to go through one of these groups.
Very often. And that's not to say that you couldn't do it, customize something yourself. But yeah, you get group discounts and you get some perks.
Do you think if you're going to a destination where you want to see a lot of things, it's also more efficient?
I definitely do. I think that we've made good use of your time. We are the professionals in that regard. And so we know how to get you from point A to point B in the most expeditious way. And we know what to see along the way. And so sometimes we talk to people who have planned their own trips only to come back and say, oh, I didn't know about that, or oh, I missed that, or I've never heard of that, or something of that nature. So a couple seats on that. Also, I have a little bit of space left on my Alaska trip for August 13th.
Oh, still?
Yeah, a little bit. Really? I mean, so we added a second bus because my first bus sold out so quickly. So there will be two buses, and this is my traditional 7 days on land, 7 days on the Inside Passage. That's August 13th. But if you go to our website, it's true. Sold out, sold out, sold out, everything. But stay tuned. 24 is going to be announced really soon. We've got some, I'm having a very hard time keeping my mouth shut and not letting some things out.
Well, can you give us a couple hints?
Think Asia, think exotic. Ooh. Think some, yeah. So Colleen actually is leaving very soon on her very exciting exotic trip to South Africa, April 29th.
And I missed that one. That's all sold out.
Yep. So we don't let that happen again. So we're really excited about that. And again, we are just going to keep on adding some pretty remarkable things. Think Asia, think Egypt, think some things that you are not often seen or haven't maybe seen for a while in our group portfolio.
These sound like bucket list kind
of
trips.
They are. Because we know people are saying, I am going to travel while I'm able, while I have mobility, while I have no respiratory issues, you know, that kind of a thing. So just in general, stay tuned. Exciting things on the horizon for our guests at Fox World Travel.
Well, and I'm excited about the next hour talking with Rose Gray.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Ooh, I feel like I should go on vacation. Rose, let's see what you're going to recommend based on that music. Is that Jamaica? Is that the Caribbean?
I think that's dancing on a beach someplace.
Yeah, yeah. I think so. Well, we've got some people with some questions. If you want to get through, I'd love to hear from you on the telephone for a change at 855-616-1620. But let's take a look at some of these texts. I got a question here about a cruise line for you. What cruise line would you recommend for Alaska, and what time of year do you go?
Okay, so Alaska season is pretty short. It's May 15th through September 15th. And just like any destination that has seasonality attached to it, there's a low season and there's a high season, but it's a short season. So if you want to save some money, you go May 15th to June 10th. If you want to save some money, you go August 28th through September 15th. Those are the less expensive time. I tell people all the time, when you go to Alaska during those lower season, think in terms of Door County. What's it like to go to Door County at the very end of the season? All of their souvenirs are gone. Their t-shirts that are left are either extra small or triple X. There's no good range. I love to use this example. In Alaska, when you go off season, you go to see the strip that's in Denali, that's kind of this, all the shops and things that are right in that Denali area where you stay. And there's an ice cream shop, and it starts out with 28 flavors, and then that's crossed off, and it's 16 flavors, and then that's crossed off, and it's 4 flavors, because they're not getting any
then
more ice cream.
Then eventually it's vanilla and chocolate, right?
Exactly. Then also think this. Just like in Branson or in the Dells or in Door County, where they bring workers in for the season, they're exhausted. At the end of the season, they're exhausted. They've worked 6 and 7 days a week. Some of the college kids have gone back now, and so some of the people they've brought in to continue to work past when the college kids leave have just, they're just frazzled and exhausted, and you can tell that. So with that big long explanation, June, July, and August to me are, of course, the prime times to go. And when you look at our group travel to Alaska, you will see we always go June, July, and August. You will also always see that we only do southbound cruises. Because
why southbound?
Because we do the work first. That's the land portion of it. And then we do the cruise. Now, can you save a couple $100 by doing it the opposite way? Absolutely. But again, now you've take the cruise up and you've kind of relaxed, and now you're going to get to work and you're going to do the land portion. So there's a method to our madness, and our, my good friend and colleague Colleen Alsberg has got this down to a science. The cruise company that we use the most often is Holland America. They've been in Alaska the longest. Their ships are actually made for Alaska. Big viewing decks, big promenade decks. And so to me, that's the perfect choice. But for some people, it's too laid back or it's too quiet. Let's put it that way. They want a little bit more action. They're taking family. That includes children. And maybe they're looking to have a little more excitement on board the ship portion of it. So then maybe I would say Princess, which would be our next choice. And then for the family, maybe Royal Caribbean is going to be your better choice. So there's all kinds of factors. And again, this is why you want to work with a travel consultant, a travel advisor, who's going to ask you all of these questions and help you decide which cruise line is the best for your Alaska experience.
All right. And again, you know, I know you say the phone number all the time, but let's give it just in case.
Absolutely. It's 866-GO-FOX-GO, and they are there Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. And I do want to remind everybody, our Saturday hours are over. So we're open typically Saturdays, January, February, and March. That's our very high season. And now in normal times, we would be getting less busy. Again, post-pandemic, that's not exactly true, but we don't need to be open to accommodate our Saturday hours. The other thing to remind everybody that effective yesterday, the Brookfield office and the Greenfield office have merged. So the Greenfield office, which was on South 76th Street, has closed, but they've transitioned all of those people over to the Brookfield office, which is at Brookfield Square. And so we've got a real interesting way that we're going to accommodate all of those people that came from the Brookfield, Greenfield office to the Brookfield office on a hybrid basis. So your favorite travel advisor will have some work at home days and some work in the office days so that we can better assist with all of the needs of our guests. We determined and found out during the pandemic, lots of people love planning trips virtually. And so we want to make sure we've got that aspect of our business covered, as well as somebody walking into a storefront at Brookfield. And we always encourage appointments, because then you know who you're going to be talking to, and you know that person is going to have that time set aside for you rather than just walking in and waiting.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
And we have a lot of questions coming in for Rose at 855-616-1620. Let's go to some of these texts, Rose. Good morning. Listen every Saturday. Love your show. But when returning from Rome to Chicago and then connecting to Madison, does the checked baggage go directly to the connecting flight, or do they pick it up in Chicago and then recheck it? And what happens if they miss the connecting flight?
That's a lot of good questions in a big text. So, yes, you will claim your baggage in Chicago because that's your first point of entry into the United States. So always think that when you're coming back from an international trip, wherever you enter the United States is where you're going to clear customs, and that usually 99% of the time means you're going to be picking up your bag, because you claim it, you declare what it is that's in your bag, and then you recheck it. And rechecking is very easy typically. It's the signage is everywhere at Chicago, and it tells you exactly where to go. Now, what Joe in Madison is asking is, what if we decide, and he capitalized, miss the connecting flight? That works on the return. It does not work if you ever try to do that on an outbound flight. So here's the deal. The airline is going to be perfectly, you know, your seats are your seats, and there will be no one sitting in your seat, and then you just continue on. No harm, no foul on the return. Never, ever, ever do that on the outbound of something. So that's called hidden cities. And I just actually saw something on social media where there's actually a company that is now selling what's called hidden cities. Say, for example, you want to fly to Dallas from L.A., L.A. to Dallas is $368 one way. you look and see that L.A. to Miami via Dallas is $240.
Huh?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's the logic. That's the logic that I'll never understand. And I've been doing this in this business 35 years. So you say to yourself, aha, I know what I'll do. I'll save some money by booking LA to Miami via Dallas, and I'll get off the plane in Dallas.
Can you get your luggage there?
You can't get your luggage.
Ah.
So you can only do this if you're doing checked carry-on bags. And you never would do that on a round trip. Because if you do not take that next leg and you had continuing space on a ticket for a return, the airline would cancel it.
So this is why you need a travel advisor.
Exactly. And so we used to have some people that did some real clever things. For example, Milwaukee, Chicago, Honolulu was much less expensive than Chicago to Honolulu direct. So people would book Milwaukee, Chicago, Honolulu, and not get on the plane in Milwaukee, go to Chicago for the nonstop flight, only to find out their flight had been canceled. Because they didn't show up in Milwaukee, the airlines assume you're not flying, and they cancel your downline space. So I would never engage in any of these risky practices. I would do everything legitimately is my advice.
Yeah, I think that's very good advice. All right, let's see if we can get a quick call in from Chris in Greenfield. And Chris, you're talking with Rose Gray on the Fox World Travel Show. Good morning.
Good morning, Rose.
Hi.
I'm just wondering, when will the Grand Hawaii information be available for 2024?
Thank you for that great question, Chris. And I am looking into my crystal ball, and I am predicting that it will be in the next 10 days. We ran into some problems contractually. We had everything in place. We had some contractual situations that put that on hold. It's going to be any minute. We have a list of people that want to take advantage of that, and we'll get to those people right away as soon as that's available. So I would say be listening soon, and then watch your Facebook and watch your email, because we will, or any social media, because as soon as it's ready, we are ready to absolutely announce that the moment it's ready. And thank you for your patience, and thank you for your excellent question.
All right. Thank you, Chris. Have a great day. It's 9:29, so we're coming up to the news, so I don't want to take another call yet. But if you do want to get through, 855-616-1620. And If you are planning anything for summer, Rose, how quickly do you need to get those airline reservations?
I would say now would be good. So, I mean,
yesterday.
So, yeah, it's going to be a very busy summer, and the airlines are accommodating the problem of not having a crew by getting bigger aircraft, but they're not doing that in a real timely manner. So, if you're looking to go someplace, I would jump on that ASAP.
Do you think there are going to be sales? I mean, if you're waiting for that airline sale, is not a
doubtful.
It may not happen.
Doubtful, because
really,
the airlines are very, very well aware of the pent up demand, and they're not going to lower those fares. There's no need to, because people are paying the fares. So
good tips from Rose Gray. She'll be back right after the news.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
And Dayton Kane's off this week. He'll be back next Saturday. I'm Libby Collins along with Rose Gray. Rose, you were talking about that Tuscany trip.
Yeah.
And we've got a texter here who says that they're going with you. And they want to make sure their phone's going to work while they're there. What's a suggestion?
Okay, so the number one thing to do is call your provider and find out what kind of a plan you can get. I just called my provider, which happens to be U.S. Cellular, and they have a program where for $35, I can have 1 month of unlimited text, unlimited talking, and a limited amount of data. And it's just $35. It's for one billing cycle, for one phone, and then that's the end of it. I know with AT&T, you can do $10 a day for unlimited talk, text, and data, not to exceed $100. So you go on a 12-day trip, and it's $100. So that may be something to look at. Now, I will go into a little bit of the company that I've recommended for years, and I still think they should be giving me a commission because I talk about them so much. It's Mobile, mobal.com, mobile.com. They have international cell phones. They work in 190 countries. You pay as you use the phone. There's no minimum. There's no contract. Nothing like that. And you get a phone. You get a phone. And so for as little as $29, you get this little like Nokia phone, or it's a Zoe phone, or one of these little brick phones from the old days. And for $29, you have talk and text, and you pay as you go. You there's a SIM card in it. It's attached to a credit card that you provide, and you it's 5 cents for a text and something you pay for calls. Mm-hmm. So if you are only using this phone for, let's say, emergencies, or you want to give that phone number to somebody that can call you while you're traveling, and you're only going to use it in that way, these are plans that can work for you. There's another one that's for $79 would give you some data. There's another one for $149 that has it looks more like a smartphone, and it has 4G data, and it works in 190 countries plus the United States, and it has a world SIM card included, and it's $149. You keep this phone. This phone now belongs to you, and you keep this phone number. Typically, the phone number is either from the UK or from France. And that's the phone number. So you would tell somebody that they have to dial the international code, et cetera, et cetera. I've had it for years. I haven't had to use it for a long time, but I will tell you, one of the things I do use it for still is when I am on a cruise, because it's a satellite phone and it works. It bounces off satellites at sea. So I have it in case I would have an emergency with a guest while I'm on a ship. I do know that I've talked to some people that go to Canada fishing, and they've told me that they're in such a remote location that there are no cell towers. They've used this phone for those fishing trips in Canada.
Yeah, if you're up there around the Yukon or something, exactly. There are no cell towers.
Yep. So just something to think about. I back in the old days, it was the only way to go. Now with most cell phone providers having some kind of international plan, you have to weigh the pros and the cons.
All right, related to that.
Yes.
Phone charging stations in airports.
Yes.
Would you use one?
Apparently, after I read what Jeff Rosen and a number of other people have reported over the past week, possibly not. These people, man, you just want to say to some of these people, if you would only use your genius for good and not evil, right? Mm-hmm. So it looks to me like that it's very easy for them to put one of these scammer things inside the USB plug, and that's how they're getting your information. Now, I thought to myself when this was all being reported on, you really have to be an evil genius, because you got to buy an airline ticket to get into that part of the airport to get those things on those skimmers or whatever they're called, to get those into the USB ports. But I guess if you're going to be stealing millions of dollars worth of valuable data, an airline ticket to get into that area probably isn't such a big price to pay. So I guess not. So people are saying, well, what are we going to do? Well, one thing you can do is don't use the USB plugs. Find an actual outlet where you're going to plug your plug in, not your USB cord. And that's a plug. That's an electrical plug.
So carry your own and just plug it in.
Exactly. Mm. Don't use the USB. But again, wow, things you never think of and how they scam you. Crazy, crazy, crazy stuff. Crazy stuff.
I know. It just drives you crazy, doesn't it? All right. Now, if you want to talk with Rose, we're going to open up these phone lines at 855-616-1620. We've got a lot of questions coming in on the text line, but we'd love to talk to you as well. And we'll do that in just a moment.
Got a getaway? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
And we're back with Rose. Lots of questions on the WTMJ talk and text line 855-616-1620. All right. Here's somebody who really is looking ahead, Rose. They're planning their 10-day European vacation for spring break in March or early April of 2024. But they really have a big family. We've got four very active family members. Where would you advise they go?
So without knowing the ages of the kids, if you're listening, texter, and you quickly want to text that in, feel free. That would help. I just spoke with a family that I gave some advice to several months ago, and they took me up on the advice. They did Malaga in Spain for 5 days, and it was a beachy type situation.
Where is Malaga?
Malaga is the southern, on the southern coast of Del Sol, like Mallorca and Malaga, that kind of thing. So you're going to be in a warmer place because there aren't a lot of places in Europe that we could guarantee you're going to have a really warm place. So they did the beach and it was a little chilly. They said, you know, we swim in Lake Michigan, so nothing's chilly to us.
They did that polar plunge.
That's exactly right. And so they did that. It's a beautiful port city on the southern coast. And then they went and did Madrid for 5 days. So 5 days Malaga, 5 days Madrid. And how cool would that be? So I would say you could do 5 days Barcelona, 5 days Mallorca, 5 days Barcelona, or maybe Seville or Seville, Spanish, you know, there's so many different places. I know you're saying they're active, but my question would be, active doing what? Are they museum lovers? Are they art lovers? Are they beach lovers? Are they adventure lovers? You know, those kinds of things.
Is there a lot of adventure in that area?
Yeah, there are. And there's a lot of good history, lots of Spanish history and that kind of thing. So, you know, that you split it up a little bit, give them a little beach time and give them a little learning experience. That would be something I would think would be fun.
All right, now what about TSA?
TSA, there's a pop-up going on right now. I know that my good friend Jeff Wagner was all over TSA the last couple of times, a couple of days ago, and he's a big fan of Global Entry. Now, Global Entry is a little trickier. It's harder to come by because you got to get that appointment. So TSA is like $78. It's good for 5 years, and it's think domestic. Right? It's going to give you an opportunity when you go through the security line at any given airport, not take off your shoes, not take off your belt, not have to remove your jacket, not have to take your laptop out of your bag, those kinds of things. So that probably would be, you know, something that you would use if you're more of a domestic traveler. If you have the patience and the wherewithal to do Global Entry, it's $100 and it includes everything that TSA includes. And it gives you the opportunity to skip all of the lines at customs when you get back into Chicago.
Wait, you don't have to wait in line in customs?
You go right to a kiosk, and you have a special little area that you get to go to, and they've already screened you. This Global Entry interview that you have at the very onset of this process is what screens you for the next 5 years in the eyes of the government. We trust you. We know where you've been. We know your MO. We know how you operate. We know where you've traveled in the past. So we know you know the rules for what not to bring in. If you do break the rules, if you do bring in contraband and you get caught, your TSA, your Global Entry is taken away from you and you may never get it again. So they tell you, you're a world traveler, Global Entry person. We can tell that by where you've all been and the fact that you're asking for Global Entry. So go ahead and answer all these questions. Let us into your world a little bit and then you can go ahead and get this Global Entry.
So let's say you already have TSA.
Yep.
Do you have to start all over again with Global Entry and pay $100? It's not like you just pay the difference.
Nope. So I would probably let my TSA run out. And the next time, rather than just renew my TSA, I would go and get the Global Entry. That's the way I would handle it. Because I got the Global Entry. And many of you followed my journey as I got the Global Entry. And I was very fortunate because last February, when I was traveling back from Mexico, I went into Chicago. I had an April appointment. The customs agent said to me, oh, I see you have an April appointment for a Global Entry interview. Would you like to do that now? And I said, absolutely. I stepped aside. I went over to a different little area. They asked me, where have you been? This is pretty much repeating what you've already given them on the application. And voila. And 4 days later, I had my Global Entry card.
That fast.
Yeah. Wow. So I know right now it's taking a little bit of time. And I know that people are getting very impatient. I know
Can you do those interviews here in Milwaukee?
You can if that's where they grant you the interview. You've got to kind of look. We had somebody that was on with Colleen a few weeks ago who said she went to Rockford to get the interview because they were doing them there. And so you have to have the appointment already. You can't just walk in without the appointment. So you go online, you pay the $100, which they gladly take immediately. Then they've got your application, and then they go ahead and give you an interview later. It might not be right away. You might have to wait and wait and wait. Once you get that appointment, you can go almost anywhere. I had people traveling with me last May who had an appointment for several months later. And, you know, in Dublin, we clear customs as U.S. citizens in Dublin. So she said, there's U.S. customs here. I said, yep. She said, do you think they would go ahead and do my interview? I said, that's a good question. Let's find out. And she went and they did her interview right there. And so she got her global entry in Dublin.
So it's really, it's worth asking the question.
It is. And again, to Jeff Wagner's credit, he reminds everybody that's not going to work worldwide. That's to come back into the United States. Global entry allows you to come back from anywhere in the globe back into the United States. Other countries do not recognize that.
All right, we're here with Rose Gray. We're going to get to your text questions, I promise you, right after this.
Take care of your vacation issues before you hit the road. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Rose, I looked at this one text and I thought, is this my husband's number? Because we were talking about this just a minute ago. And it says, my wife and I would like to go to Africa for wildlife. Sometime in the next few years, they're thinking 7 to 10 days. What should they budget? What should they do? How do they begin? And we were talking about this off the air.
We were. So, again, I guess it kind of depends on where it is you want to go. So South Africa is where Colleen is going on the 29th of April. And the trip itself is actually still up on the website, even though it's sold out. So I might recommend you go to foxworldtravel.com, go to travel, go vacation travel, go Fox Group Vacation, and then go down to exotic destinations and see Splendors of South Africa and Victoria Falls, because that is a very good itinerary. It's the 29th of April to the 12th of May, so a little bit longer than they're looking to go. Maybe they exclude Victoria Falls, which would be a shame, but you could exclude that. And then you can see what it is. $6,600 without air, $79 with air.
Okay? That's very reasonable.
That's very reasonable. And again, it depends what you're looking for. So typically,
wildlife. They said they want to see wildlife.
When you do South Africa, you're going to go to Kruger National Park. But there are other places to go. You can go to Kenya. You can go to Tanzania. You can go to Nairobi. You can go to Rwanda. What is it you're looking for? In South Africa, in Kruger, you're going to go for the big five. You're going to see the water buffalo, and you're going to see elephant. You're going to see giraffes, and you're going to see hopefully hippos and leopards. The leopard, of course, is the...
What about lions?
Lions is in there, too. I must have maybe one I added that I shouldn't have.
Giraffes.
Giraffes are out. They're not one of the big five. So these trackers and these guides are going to do everything in their power to make sure that you see them all. And so we oftentimes get questions when I take groups that say, Rose, why can't you come in our Jeep Safari vehicle today and go in somebody else's tomorrow? You stay with the same guide and tracker the entire 4 days that you're on safari because they know what you've already seen. So if all of a sudden we're down to two more game drives left, which are typically in the morning, early morning, and late afternoon, evening, so you can have sundowners as you're looking over the hippo pond, they want to make sure we're going to get you that leopard if we possibly can. So if the other vehicles already saw a leopard, then you're not going to be hunting down that leopard kind of a thing, if you get my drift. So, so Kruger is where you're going to go on the big game type safaris. And again, Kenya, Tanzania, those are going to be a little bit different. Those are plains. So you're going to see migrating animals and things like that. So lots of different ways to do it. I love African Travel. They're one of our preferred companies. There are a number, Abercrombie and Kent, if you want to go high
end. That's very high end.
Mikado, yeah. If you want to go high end. African Travel is above average. It's got some very nice components to it. I've had the good pleasure of traveling with them. Our good friends at Globus Family of Brands, that's who we're going with Colleen's. They do a great job. So there's a lot of different ways to do it.
All right. If anybody had questions, I know that they can always call Fox World Travel. And how do they do that?
They do it by calling 866-GO-FOX-GO. Now, another really good idea is go to our website, foxworldtravel.com. At the very top banner, you're going to see Contact Us. So vacation travel, business travel, meetings and incentives, destination weddings, or just general inquiries. All of those are monitored, and they will get those requests to the right people. And then those people will make sure they sort them out and say, oh, an African specialist? Let me put you in touch with one of those.
All right, which is my next trip. All right, Rose Gray, always great to have you here.
Thank you. And you know what? I guess I should say it's nice seeing you because I haven't seen you in a really long time.
No, we just missed like ships in the sea. All right, and Dayton will be back next week.
The preceding program, the Fox World Travel Show, is paid for in full by Fox World Travel. The advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts and guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ or Good Karma Brands.